You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
A collision on Route 1 is causing all through traffic to be redirected down Elm Street. Those involved in the incident have been rushed to St. Peter's Hospital for treatment, and road crews are trying to clear debris and reopen lanes as soon as possible.
Hey, you've reached Rebecca's cell. Sorry I can't come to the phone right now. I'll leave a message after the beep, please. Thanks.
Hey, babe, I'm just checking in with you because you've been gone a while, and I saw in the news there was a wreck on Route 1 and... Oh, wait, this might be you. Babe? Babe, is that you?
You're late and I'm served dinner. I haven't eaten anything today. Take our room, I'll call you when the food's ready.
Hey, guys!
Thanks.
Was she crying? What's going on?
Come to the kitchen.
What is going on?
Shh.
Is going on.
Jesus, I am totally freaking out.
Yeah, me too. I saw there was a wreck and they were pulling people out.
That wasn't us, but
obviously.
But it meant we had to go down Carly's corner, which was not good.
Why is going down Carly's corner not good?
Because, Tom, her parents' house is on Carly's corner.
Oh.
It's like she didn't realize where we were until it was right in front of us. And traffic was so fucked up because of the accident, we were just stuck there for like 20 minutes right
Shit.
In front of it. She started shaking, Tom, like shaking really bad all over. She wasn't even crying at first. She was just shaking silently. I thought she was having a seizure or something.
Was she?
I don't think so because she started crying.
Yeah, but are you sure the first part wasn't a seizure?
Her eyes were glued to the house. I'm pretty sure your eyes roll back or something.
No, your eyes don't necessarily have to roll back.
Whatever
every time
it was terrifying. Just, will you help me put this stuff away? I gotta make her food. She hasn't eaten all day.
Okay, sure. Has she said anything about the guy?
Oh, God, Ben, yeah, the spiritually enlightened being. We finally started talking about that.
So does he have sex with them, or... Ow! My foot!
Shh. She said that he saved her.
Saved her from what?
Negative entities.
I'm sorry. No, I know. It's serious, but, like, all I can hear is cult.
God damn it, Tom, it's fucking scary. She doesn't have TV or
cults
radio.
Are scary.
She's totally isolated. She's on phone. She said that the internet is accessible when they need it, which I'm pretty sure means they don't have access to it.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Just wait, pass me an onion or just do something. Just start cutting mushrooms.
Yeah, of course. So she told you why she's here?
Not really.
Well, have you asked her?
No, not really. I've tried, but it's hard to know where to start. Where do we jump in? There's so much unknown that every question makes a thousand more that she just doesn't want to answer.
Okay, but if she's going to do what she did and then just show up like this 8 years later, literally the least she could do is tell you what is going on.
Where's Roscoe?
He's asleep in his crib.
In the bedroom?
That's where the crib was last time I checked.
Oh, shit. I need to take a nap in there.
Oh. Well,
Do you think that I should go in
there? No. It's fine.
Sure.
Oh, God, what are we even talking about? This is ridiculous. She's not going to hurt our child.
I didn't say she was going to hurt it.
Look, let's just turn on the monitor in case he wakes up.
Right.
They're probably both sleeping. Will you pass me the cast iron?
I'll start the water. Hey, babe, did you want spaghetti or the penne? Yep. Wait, I thought you said she didn't have a phone.
She's borrowing Ben's. He's been checking in all day.
Ugh, that's so creepy.
Hey, little one. You must be Roscoe, huh? Come here, buddy. Come here, I got you. No, don't cry. Shh. See? Yeah. I can do this. I'm your Aunt Danny. Yeah. I know I'm not the best aunt, you know. What do you think Uncle Ben has to say?
You didn't pick up.
I'm holding the baby, Ben.
Whose?
Rebecca's. He's two.
Oh, I can't be surprised by that. We knew that was in the cards.
I suppose.
I need an update, Danny. You've been there all day now.
I saw my husband.
How did that make you feel?
Bad. I had an attack.
Mm-hmm.
In the car with Rebecca.
Did she notice?
Of course. I mean, she knows me so well.
She thinks she knows you so well, but you might as well be strangers now. You've transformed since you were last there.
Maybe. But when I saw the house and in the car,
it triggered you, Danny. That's normal. That's why I told you not to go there.
It was an accident. I mean, there was an accident and the road was...
What did you say? What did you tell her? This is making you sick again, Danny. Being back there with those people for just a day and you're sounding like that weak little girl again.
I was 17.
And you were already dying, Danny. Weren't those your words? I have the tapes. We can check. You left because of the same disease you're letting creep back into you right now.
I just can't remember. I
knew you weren't ready for this.
No, Ben. No, I am. Okay, this was an accident. That's it.
Don't let that baby make you forget why you're there. You're gonna have your own, and they're going to need to eat. Others have done it before, but it's your turn now.
Shh, buddy. It's okay, don't cry.
You're gonna make a wonderful mother, Danielle. We couldn't be happier for you.
Danny? Dinner's gonna be ready in 5.
Did you hear that?
No. Well, what is it?
Rebecca. She's saying that dinner's gonna be ready in 5. I should probably go.
All right. Get it together, Danny. Go in there, be charming, eat the food, and stick to the story.
Okay, Ben.
And Danny, don't embarrass us. If you do, it will only make things harder for you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I love you, Ben.
Then show me.
Sorry. Time for dinner.
Gaslight stars Chloe Grace Moretz as Danny, Kelsey Aspill as Rebecca, Taryn Killam as Tom, John Gallagher Jr. as Ben, and Christina Del Carmen as the anchor. Written and directed by Miles Joris Peyrefi, produced by Q-Code and Chloe Grace Moretz. Executive producer Phil Wurzel. Sound design and mix by Mike Frank. Original score by Patrick Higgins and Miles Joris Peyrefi. Recorded and mastered by Salt Audio. Edit and additional engineering by Zach Jurich. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervisor Sam Beasley. Production support provided by Alexandria Nichols and James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Ronkelly at Atomic Honey. Main theme, Rain Song, written and performed by Kirst. Art by Tomer Hanukkah. Special thanks to Jeff Roy.
If you're a fan, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can listen to Gaslight on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts.
Are you ready for the ultimate Love Island experience? Join us on After the Island.
We're going back to where it all began, Fiji. Love Island USA Season 5 is making a splash on Peacock right now.
And guess what? Your favorite recap show is back too. Welcome to After the Island.
Join us as real life besties and co-hosts, Elizabeth
and Alex,
as we deep dive into each sizzling episode of Love Island USA.
We'll spill the tea, interview contestants, answer fan questions, and give you unprecedented behind-the-scenes access to the wildly popular world of Love Island.
Don't miss a single moment of the drama, romance, and unforgettable island vibes. Listen to After the Island on any streaming platform.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.